Can you wrap your mind around that? Because see,
you're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
What is the adversity coming against you, and can you wrap your head around, this does not have the power over me? Can you wrap your mind around that? Because see, this is essential in us overcoming. That whatever this is, you know, this whole ball of wax started because we're overcoming the coronavirus, right? COVID-19 is a big thing right now. And so if you're listening or watching to this at a later date, we're in the spring of 2020, and we've basically had an entire global shutdown for something that has a 98% survival rate. 98% survival rate. And we shut down the world. Tourism, everything shut down in a blink of an eye for something that 98% of the humans survive. Okay? And that's not satire, that's not an exaggeration. It's the numbers. It's the facts. And so this whole thing got birthed out of, what are we Christians? How are we responding to this? Can we believe that something like a virus can have no power over our bodies? Can we believe that? Listen, you know, there's a lot of Christians who have to take medication for different things, right? And I'm not criticizing anybody who takes the medications, right? I thank God that there are medications that we can take so that we can build our faith to lay hold of healing, right? So we're not all dead. That's good. I'm one of those Christians that have had to do that. But if I have to take medicine, I remind medicine, yes, you are not my healer. Jesus is my healer. You are only for a moment. Jesus is eternal. I'm not going to take you forever. Jesus is with me always. I will have all of your benefits and none of your side effects in the name of Jesus. Even in medication, we need to believe that the adverse effects have no power over our body. You know, what if you get told, well, you have an incurable disease? That's your King Nebuchadnezzar moment. You're facing a fiery furnace, a burning fiery furnace. What's your response? Because here's the thing, you can't live vicariously through us in that moment. In that moment, you are being confronted. What do I believe? Who do I believe? Do I believe God and his word? And as things seemingly look worse, am I backing off and going, oh, maybe this just doesn't work? Or am I pressing in? Because see, we all have those moments where we have to choose what we believe. And when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego believed God, trusted God, relied on God, they came out of the fiery furnace and they had bodies that the fire had no power over. Now, more astonishingly, the hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected. Now think about this. Anybody ever had some experiences with a grill? Yeah. I like to make my grill hot, right? Because I sear the meat. I've really never turned the heat down. So, you know, when there's the little inferno going on in my grill, and I open that thing up, let's just say I'm glad it doesn't get near my face, because I never have to worry about my arms having hair on them again. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it is singed, it is done, right? I haven't meditated on this scripture pertaining to my grill, evidently, right? But have you ever been around people who were smoking or been to a barbecue? What do you smell like when you get home from the barbecue? Has anybody ever said to you, you around smoke today? It is on your clothes. It is in your hair. I remember back in my younger days, you know, a few years ago, and I would always be around people who were smoking. And I would get home. I could not go to sleep without washing my hair before I laid my head on my pillow, because I could not stand the smell of smoke, and it was permeated through my hair. It's gross to me. And so I have been affected by the smoke. I smell like the smoke. My clothes, they don't go in the room with me. Those puppies are going straight into the hamper or the washing machine, one or the other, right? Because it smells like smoke. And if you're a non-smoker, I've never been a smoker. So as a non-smoker, like, you really have a hard time hiding it from me, right? Because I can smell it. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego come out of a furnace. Their hair is not singed. Their garments are not singed. And even the smell of smoke was not on them. Now, even if you had a fire pit in your backyard and you're just hanging out at the fire pit and you go and you go talk to somebody else, they can smell the smell of fire on you. But not so when Jesus intervened on this. Invite Jesus to the barbecue. Do we see how this affects? And see, we can lay hold of this today because we live in a better covenant. We live in a better covenant. So things got worse before they got better. But then, what verse are we in? Go to the next one for me, Ad. Thank you. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own." Are you willing to yield even your body to not serve or worship another god? See, the thing is that there's things that try to take hold of us in this world, try to make us serve them. It might be brownies. It could be anything, really. And so you know, it could be cigarettes. It could be alcohol. It could be drugs. It could be sex. It could be any kind of vice, right? And that tries to be a god to you. And we have yielded our bodies to certain activities, right? Instead of yielding our body to God and refusing to yield our body to whatever's trying to be a god and call and force us to serve it. And if we'll take a stand, I'm telling you that Jesus is right there in you, yes, standing with you during the burning fiery furnace of your life. Whatever it is, because we can allow fear to enter in the moment that we're told, hey, you're facing a burning fiery furnace. How are you doing with that? And maybe your burning fiery furnace is different than mine. Maybe you have different things that you have to face. But if you will face it the way that the scripture tells for us to face it, you will be delivered. God does not let us down, but we can back off. So then he goes on and he says, therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. What a testimony. The heathen stand up and say, there is no God who can deliver like this, so don't even speak against this God. Would that we, the body of Christ, would be a living testimony like this. That even the heathen would stand up and go, we're not messing with that guy's God. I don't know him, but I'm telling you, I ain't messing with him. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with many